Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The runway. Shake up. witch doctor.
Pussy, 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 p
legendary overall mother DT Chanel, and legendary overall mother Tempest Allure present the precious moments of the living doll, Mother's Day, May 8, 2011, 2043, Chester Bridge Road, Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $150. Doors open at 10 p.m. Grand prize, $1,500. Double the doll. Female figure, teen face, with a twist. Mini grand. Maker's gag, open to all, $250. Twister versus sister, $200 plus $10 pop. Runway, open to all, $200 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen versus Fem Queen, Sex Siren, $200 each, two trophies. Female figure performance, $200 plus a $10 pop. As a house, $250. All production should be no more than 3 minutes. No excuses. Don't try. Legendary overall mother DB Chanel and legendary overall mother Tempest Allure present the precious moments of the living doll. The icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011, at the Upscale Ballroom, 3900 XP Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Selvin Caan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m., be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Caan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Caan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Caan, see in person. The Icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers. Mother Erica Kane, Ms. Rahi, and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3.
When?
May 14th, 2011.
Location?
The Warehouse, 3108 Lockwood Drive,
Louisville, Kentucky.
Doors open at 10 p.m. Legends Fitness and Stars at 11 p.m. First category at midnight. Tables $100 in advance with no liquor. $150 in advance with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor.
Register early, get your spirit.
MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and Icon, Selvin Caan. Mini grand, open to all sex sites, $250. Open to all club kid runway, $500. Legendary, open to all old way, $500. Legendary femme queen performance, $500. Grand prize, open to all club kid face, $1,000. Open to all club kid performance, $1,000. Please, this ball will start on time, and we will have high security in force. Try it if you will. Mother Erica Kane Mizrahi and Kina Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3.
Put your hands together for the bass, the real,
to the real.
Wait, the legendary.
The legendary, Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and
and queens, we are live back on the air for another installment of the show. I am so sorry about the late start tonight, honey. I was at the Kiki function with the Kiki girls, honey. Just got back in from the Kiki function, honey. How was y'all weekend? Happy Easter. Happy Passover to all the children on the phone line and all my children in the chat room. Hello to all my girls. How are y'all doing, honey? We are here. We are live and we are on the motherfucking air, honey. It is Monday. April 25th, honey, 2011, honey. Yes, honey. I'm about to get this party started, honey. We're going to recap the motherfucking ball in Philadelphia this weekend. We're going to recap the Rumble this weekend and any other function that happened this weekend, honey. And we got to recap the girls and their surge, honey. Let's not waste nudes. I'm not going to waste time, buddy. Let me get straight into it, honey. Send this number over to Switch Trade, honey, to get my legendary co-host on the line, honey, to see what ball he went to this weekend, honey. I know my girlfriend 15 is going to be calling in, honey. Oh, baby, it's going to be a mess, honey. It's going to be a massacre, honey, tonight, honey. The girls are going to get crucified.
Hello.
Yes, 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 honey. It's my legendary co-host, the legendary father, Rodney Billard, is definitely on the air, honey. Hold on, give Rodney a little beat, honey. Rodney, you're there. Hold on, Rodney. Let me see if... Hold on. 15, is this you, 15? Hello? Private caller? No, that must be not 15 this month. 15, is this you?
Hello?
Yes, honey. Switchboard, give 15 a little beat.
You gotta go with noise.
What's going on, honey? We are here. We are in the building, and we are live, honey. Yes.
Wait, honey, we are here.
We are live. We in the building, honey.
Who phone is that? I hear.
So 15.
This
Rodney. What's going on?
Hey, Rodney. Why somebody just sent me a picture of Shadira and her titties? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
She looks horrible.
Oh, my God.
We're not going to talk about Shadira and her titties just yet, honey. Let's get to the function, honey. Honey, what function do you think? Oh, my Jesus. I went to Philadelphia for Jason and Mike's Tsunami's little life mini ball, sponsor, I think it's sponsored by an organization and stuff like that. It was in Philly on early Saturday. I know that's right.
I forgot all about the ball in Philly, honey, on Saturday. I was so overrated when I found out about it. I forgot all about it. I was supposed to be on the panel. Yes, I was supposed to be on the panel. I was supposed to go. I forgot all about the fucking ball. I remember about the ball, and I think it was about 8 o'clock, and I was going to try to come to the ball, but then they said it was going to be too late by the time I would have got there.
No, if you was going to leave New York at 8, you would have been on. You would have got there on time.
Oh, because they said it was supposed to start at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, it's honey. We was at the Rumble last night. The Rumble was cute last night, honey. Baby, it's the best. Who won at the function in Philly?
Well, the only people I knew that won. Oh, no, I knew a couple. Over to All Realness, Dawn, I'm sorry, shit, Kennedy, LaCroix, she won Film Queen Realness. Twin Khan won Thug Realness. Marquise and Jamal Ivisu won Schoolboy. I don't know who won Drag. And but for the money, over to all for the cash, Kennedy won.
Oh, I know that's right. I know that's right, Kennedy. Work it out, Kennedy, for definitely winning. Work it out, Kennedy, for definitely winning that coin, honey. Winning that coin, Miss Kennedy, honey. AB, honey. That's last night at the Rumble, honey. It was a mess. It was a fight and everything at the Rumble last night. It was a couple of fights at the Rumble last night. Honey, yes, honey. The Rumble was definitely cute. I definitely got to congratulate Amore McGuire for coming out, Cassandra Ebony for definitely coming out. Who else came out? Selena Prodigy for definitely coming out. And somebody else came out, but I don't remember who else it was. Definitely that came out last night for performance. But Kitty definitely walked away with that coin for the performance category. Overall, $500. Pretty One. And Kitty also came out also.
Oh, okay. Pretty One. Okay.
Pretty One to $500. Kitty came out. Cassandra came out. It was a couple of the girls. The girls definitely came out. And one that came out last night. And it was definitely cute, honey. But it was definitely a lot going on with Mousy Khan and Jaquan Father Ebony. They had a fight last night.
Oh, wow.
Yes, they was tearing it down. They was tearing it down in the back at the Rumble, honey. I was gagging. They was tearing it, honey. It was a mess, honey. I don't know what it's going to give this weekend in D.C., honey. But the children was definitely tearing it down at the function, honey. They was definitely tearing it down.
We got a private caller.
Let's see what this caller was. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Kelly, I just want to ask this question. I really like your position as mother. I want to know who the fuck told you you can do this? And you always have a hard time getting up.
Excuse me?
Hello?
Yes, you're still there.
That's no shade. I just want to know who told you that. Who told you to do this? Like, I mean, you have a beautiful face, but I don't think you should do this. You have a hard time getting up, and if you girls are trying the hardest, twirling and doing dips and mastering the dips, and you have a hard time. No, how are you, mother? And who told you you can do dips and get away with it? I think you should get that.
I don't know what's going on with your phone. I think you got a bad connection. Thank you. You see, this is why we don't let the late girls in, honey.
But Kelly, it also was a ball in Buffalo, I think. Again, it was a ball in Buffalo as well, and it was a ball in St. Louis as well.
Oh, somebody said to ask you about the ball in Baltimore, Rodney, that you judged.
Tell Marcus to call in and stop sending you texts, please.
No, that wasn't Marcus. This is somebody from the chat room.
Okay, chat room. James and I went to the ball in Baltimore. Unfortunately, it did not turn out well. I want to say I am appalled that none of the Baltimore Coalition came out to the ball either. I mean, only ones were there was the ones that were walking. But, I mean, as far as actually supporting their city and the function, I was appalled and upset that no one from the Coalition was actually at the ball.
Oh.
On that note, we'll move on.
Okay, y'all heard that y'all asked the question, and Rodney answered the question for y'all. There y'all go, honey. Okay. I didn't even know it was a ball in Baltimore this weekend, honey. Well, when I tell you the Kiki function tonight was definitely packed, honey. The Kiki function, honey, for $2, bitch. The girls was in the motherfucking building for this motherfucking Kiki function tonight, honey. It was definitely a Kiki function. And you know what? I need to get on the alliance with the Kiki function, Miss Thing, because a lot of things with the Kiki function, a lot of these girls that walk face at these Kiki functions, Miss Thing, I know it's a Kiki, Miss Thing, but, bitch, y'all girls that be walking face, bitch, y'all really be trying it, Miss Thing. They definitely, it was definitely a Kiki, honey. I mean, I want Mousy to call in here or Jaquan to call in here because I want to know what they was arguing and about to fight over. I need to know, honey. Well, hold on. Somebody else, they sent me a message.
Oh, my.
15, did you go to anywhere this weekend?
I went to L.A. I just got back this morning. I went to L.A. I had to take me a trip because, like, the weather, I mean, it was kind of warm in New York, but it was, like, a little getting a little chilly. But I went to L.A. and the weather was lovely. I stayed for that for the weekend to see this little boy or whatever. And we had a nice time. We went out to the movies and just went out to Hollywood Boulevard and, you know, went shopping. It was nice.
They said whoever had the ball in Baltimore had got arrested and his mother had to come out and host the ball.
What's the word? How do you say it? Am I denying or what's the other one we say?
They said there was only like 20 people at the ball. The makeup, the runway dude had cost more than the price of grand prize.
It was. Listen, 15. I did a count. It was actually 24 people at the ball. I reported that. I definitely counted 24. The judge of the evening, James Caan, Father Stacy Evisu, overall Sebastian Escada. Myself and Mother Nicole Dior.
Oh, that's a lot of judges for 24 people at a function.
No, it was five judges. It was five judges.
That's too many.
I actually was leaving out the door because we just came by. We was leaving Philadelphia, and we stopped by Baltimore on the way back home to D.C., and James is like, what?
Y'all went to a ball in Philadelphia and then made it to the ball in Baltimore in time?
Yeah, the ball in Philadelphia was over at 1 o'clock.
Oh, my God, bitch. I know that ball was late. So why did you
It was scheduled in the early ball. The place closed at 1, so it was like a little mini ball. It was only from 9 to 1. They had all the categories. It was a nice competition. The tsunami, I think his name is Tails Tsunami. He definitely tore the building down for performance. He's definitely a talent. To the asset to the house. Tsunami definitely does his thing. Him and Rico battle was pretty. It was like old versus new. He was like, woo. It was hot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ciao, baby. What did this child get locked up for? My girlfriend is hitting me up in the chat room. What did this child get locked for? Honey, I want to know what the
child
got locked.
That I don't know. But, yeah, his gay father and his moms were definitely still conducting the function, trying to have it. But the kids, once the kids got the word of it, they was not coming to the ball. They did not come to the ball.
Oh, shit. They said the ball of Baltimore started at 4:15 and was over at 5:15.
No, man.
That's correct. That's correct as well.
How much did these people pay to get in?
$20.
Oh no,
baby! I would ask for a refund.
Okay.
Yeah, I figured it was gonna stop.
Insane! I would have to get a refund back. I need a refund.
What was grand prize?
Baby.
What was he giving out? What was grand prize?
Grand prize, the amount. Was grand prize $1,000 to bring, like, I think it was like Animal Instinct or something like that. So you had three people walked, Iman Escada. She was going to call in and, you know, tell us everything that happened at the ball because at the Paradox, once the ball is over, and then Realness was a mini grand, that was for $150. The Prodigies won that. So if the prizes want to call in or if the scholars want to call in to, you know, give us your take, because when the ball is over, you go to the front. You know how the Paradox that work, Kelly. You go to the front to get the money at the end of the ball, but everybody else is already gone. So they can call and let us know if they received anything or if they received portions or anything at all, so we can, you know, verify.
Okay, I have a question, though, Rodney, real quick. Okay. Now, it was 24 people. I'm on my calculator, right? So that means that he made $480, and that's the most that he could have made. Now, did you pay to get into the function, or did any judges pay you and James or anybody? Or,
no,
you know,
we did not. We did not.
Right, so he made about $300, $400. So then his grand prize was $1,000 plus some, oh, child.
They said he paid more for his makeup than he got for grand prize. That's what they said. The child up for grand prize. That's what they said, honey. I've already said what the girl said, honey. Oh, baby, it's a mess. Hold on. They go on, okay, because I was going to be nice, honey. I was going to be nice and see what this private caller had to say, but they hung up, honey.
So, Kelly, who won the house that rocks? And who won? The top 10 heavyweights, that was like a main event.
It's been the Milans and the Khans have been winning the house that rocks since the
house
has been rocked. It was the Khans versus the St. Clairs. And the Khans won by a landslide. Miss Nicole had all her motherfucking children in the motherfucking building, honey.
Who was the other house?
The St. Clair.
The who?
St. Clair. Don't do that.
You're going to make Sean call in here.
The St. Clairs have been out, though. They ain't really been out.
The St. Clairs have been doing their thing, honey. The St. Clairs have been in the building, honey. They've been in the building, honey. Baby, but let's get to this picture. What picture do you have, 15?
Oh, girl, this picture of Shadira and her titties. Where did she get her titties done? And her titties is wrong. It's like her chest looked like, okay, this is what it looked like, Rodney, and it's just no shade. It looked like a boy that went to a gym and just worked out and take steroids, and her chest is like so far apart. Her titties are so far apart, they lopsided. Miss Ding, like, prodigies, like, what's wrong? Like, y'all got, you know, Mercedes, and y'all got some good femme queens. What did y'all do to Shadira? Like,
baby. Don't say, pick a picture in the chat room. Let me see, honey. Let me see the picture.
I don't know how to put a picture in the chat room because how do I do that? I don't know how to do that.
Oh, we gotta get a photo bucket, honey. We gotta get a photo bucket.
Yeah, y'all be like a right. Let me see if I can send it to somebody in the chat room and see if they know how to do it, because I don't know how to do that.
Baby, I need to see this picture, honey, of Miss Shadira and her breasts, Miss Day. Somebody said it looked like muscles. Why are y'all falling out like that?
Because this thing, and then her forehead, and then her hair is like, oh my God, her hair is hanging down on the back, but then the front is like, she got a patch missing in the front. I don't know what's wrong with this picture. Like, child, this thing, girl.
Baby, I'm going to fuck you up, Fifty. Fifty, you is Kevin. Yes.
Kelly,
yes.
I got a text from someone on the Baltimore Coalition. They said the ball was actually supposed to be canceled due to the circumstances of the promoter, but he was unaware that the ball was still going on, and that's why him being one of the members of the board didn't show up.
Oh. I would think the ball would be canceled if he was in jail too, but he just had his mother go along, you know, and do it.
Right.
Bitch.
But his mother is very supportive.
I know, that's right.
Well, let me make a Kelly, can I make a Facebook page of, like, put her profile? Oh, yes, I can do that. Okay, I'll just do it that way. I'll do it the easy way.
Baby, I'm gagging.
This needs to be seen, because this is a fool.
Honey.
Femme queens should not be allowed to get work done like that.
There's someone on the line from the Midwest who wants to call in to tell us about the ball in St. Louis.
Yes, where's Tiana?
I don't think she went to this one. I don't think she went. But I do know the House of Khan won the grand prize, which was it was like a team battle type of thing, house battle, something like that, house versus house. I know because did win that. Also, the Open to All Realness was for $400. Open to All Butch Queen Realness was for $400. And J.D. Ivisu won that. And those are the only two categories that I heard people talking about. I didn't get the rest of the people from the ball. Someone wants to call in to tell us about that. Or the promoter himself, he was an Escada, Chaos Escada. If you want to call in, or J.D. or one of the cons that was on the winning grand prize team wants to call in, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, Sonny, I would appreciate if the girls are calling and giving me the E on what happened at the function, honey. Call in, honey. Let us know the E, my E, honey.
Tell me, so
all these functions going on this weekend, honey. You know, we got the Capitol Awards for, honey. And we're going to be recapping next weekend, honey.
Kelly, so
hold on, mother's calling me. Hello? Yes?
I want to know who won.
Baby. Okay. Yes, call now. Bye. I'm sorry to some of you girls, but, honey, I need to hear the East Coast. Oh. Ayana's on the line, honey. She's the Akiha, honey. Press 1, honey. We want to know what happened at the function, Tiana. You at the function, honey? I know you got the tea, honey. The motherfucking governor. You're the governor of Chicago, bitch. I know you got the tea. This bitch is so ugly. This ugly bitch right here.
Yes.
Miss Day, that bitch look like a rock. Oh. Oh, I'm just reviewing I'm just uploading my pictures from the Kiki function, Miss Day. And I'm looking at some of these girls that was in the crowd, Mr. You know, I was just snapping random pictures. And some of these girls really are ugly, Miss Thing. It's no shade, Miss Thing. I don't know. Some of these girls is really ugly, Miss Thing. It's a shame, Miss Thing, honey. They talking about bitch. It's a mess, honey. A mess. Baby, a mess. I'm gagging, honey. Hold on. I got a private call. Hold on. Hello?
It's Jules. Hi, everybody.
Good evening. Good evening.
Oh, hi, Botany. It's Jules. It's always Jules. What's going on?
Okay. So, Nicole, you want to come and give us the names of the winners and things like that from the ball?
What?
Oh, child, we were beautiful. Like, can you please
hold on
all the cards?
Me.
One last
Me.
Night, please.
Congratulations to the whole entire House of Khan. Congratulations. Happy birthday, Jasmine. You completely turned it out and you got what you deserve. And Little James and Magic and everybody else that participated in the building and everything that they won. And, you know, we was in the building and we was the topic of the night, and that's that. So it's really not to talk about who won because it was everything else.
So the Khan's rock. That's what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm. We rock.
That's two cons, two Milans.
Yes, bitch.
No, brother, no, sorry.
Yeah.
It's not Milan, brother. It's the House of Khan that rocks.
You heard me? There's two cons and there's two Milans.
No,
let's
brother.
Keep it.
Yes. Y'all got a gag, honey. Wait till they pull the missus out that bag, bitch. They got a fucking bag, bitch.
The missus was supposed to be there that night. I'm gagging that they was not
and that
in
night,
the
we was there that night, honey. They didn't pull us out, honey. So I told my children they didn't have to walk, Miss Day. I wanted the cons, baby. That's what I came for, the cons.
Yes. And the Milans was there.
Honey.
You know, once the name don't come out the hat, everybody's like, okay, well, you know, just sit it out, relax, and just chill, have a drink.
Oh, no. Could y'all hold on one moment? Hold that pause.
Yes, bitch, those eyebrows and everything, bitch, looked at a mess. Oh, I'm gagging.
Shelly, where was the Kiki Ball at?
It was at the Bronx Center. Twiggy, Garcon, Poochie had a Kiki function tonight, honey, which every time Miss Twiggy has a Kiki function, honey, it's always fucking packed, bitch. And it was like, it's no shade, honey. It's no shade to the girls get paid, honey. The Kiki function was more packed than the motherfucking Rumble last night.
Congrats.
Hold on, we got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, private caller?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a different party.
What's going on, Shadira, baby? How you doing?
Oh, I'm straight.
Baby, so what's going on, honey? How's little bags doing?
Y'all need to stop it.
What you said?
He's taking on.
Ah. Okay. So, is there anything you want to tell us?
So, what's up, Shadira?
No, I'm just lifting weights.
Y'all girls, when I tell you, y'all girls is a fucking kiki, Eddie. Y'all, it's a fucking kiki. Thank you, private caller, for that call in. The next call I have is 301-379. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
What's going on, Kelly? This is Harold. How you doing?
301-379. You're live on the air.
He's talking, Kelly.
Hello.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear Harold. Rodney. Hey, Harold, what's going on?
What's going on, Rodney? Kelly, now you act like you can't hear me. See it.
Hello? Y'all can hear me?
Yes.
Oh. 301-379. You're live on the air.
He's talking, Kelly.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Oh, because I couldn't hear. Go ahead.
Hi, Kelly. This is Harold. How are you doing?
Hey, Harold. What's going on, Harold? How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm all right. What's up, Rodney?
What's going on, sir?
Okay. Who else is on the air with y'all tonight?
15 and Nicole.
Oh, okay. Nicole and 15? Oh, okay. Yeah, well, hello. Hi, Nicole. How's everybody?
We're doing great in yourself.
Well, I'm all right. I'm all right. I was just calling in, you know, just giving a shout out. And
you had the Rumble, Harold?
Getting ready for the weekend.
Harold.
Harold, Rodney's talking to you.
Were you at the Rumble?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went. Why, you had a question?
No, I was just wondering if you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I mean, it was all right. It was, I only thought a few more people was going to be out. I mean, the way people were tweeting about it and stuff like that. But, I mean, I still had, you know, a good time for the most part.
Oh, I do have a question for you, Harold. I really do. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, I don't have Twitter, but someone was hit me up today, I guess because they know I live in D.C., and was saying that because of an incident this night that save your money because the D.C. Awards Ball going to be shut down because we're coming down there with a vengeance and all this type of stuff. Would you like to talk to the patrons that will be thinking about coming or that might have heard that same, saw that same Twitter?
Let me just say this. I have spoke with, obviously, this stems from an incident that occurred between two individuals, Lousy Khan and Jaquan Ebony. And that is an isolated incident between those two individuals. The House of Ebony, the leaders of the House of Ebony have assured me in speaking with them that the House of Ebony has no plans of coming there retaliating against Lousy. James, you know, called me this morning on behalf of the House of Khan. You know, James was very frustrated with the situation, and basically I talked to Lousy on the phone about an hour ago, Mousy, you know, to avoid confusion, is not even going to be attending the ball, you know, just because, you know, I guess just basically, you know, at some point a situation gets to a point where people realize that it's just not worth going on further. I'm taking the steps. The venue already has security there, but I'm taking the steps to hire additional security to control the flow of things as far as, you know, the runway and stuff like that. I am being I'm not tolerating anything at the ball. I'm making an announcement before the ball. I'm going to convey to, you know, the leaders of, you know, each house to let their members know. You know, I don't care if you're Balenciaga. I don't care, you know, if you a date. I don't care who you are. You know, a friend or nothing. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to it, any arguing, you're out. Because the problem is that, you know, when one thing leads to another, and then it's like, okay, well, no, you know, I got him, he's under control. No, if we start putting, you know, people out immediately when the first thing transpires, then we don't get to step 2, 3, 4, and 5. You know, so, I mean, any of the arguments, this is a competition. Okay, yeah, everybody wants to win, but there's only going to be one winner per category. You know, this is the ballroom scene where things are subjective per opinion. You know, so, you know, we know that coming in. Whatever personal differences people have amongst themselves, and I'm not even speaking about this current situation, resolve that on your own time. You know, it's sad, you know, a person that has been a part of this community for years, over 20 years, is really not sure where the rest of his life is going to go at this point because of, you know, not rationally responding to a situation that transpired. So, you know, when you look at Tony's situation, I mean, you know, that should be, you know, something to make people say, you know what, no, a lot of this is not worth it. But obviously, you know what I'm saying, you know, we can't expect everybody to make rational decisions. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm about people coming to have a good time. I'm about, you know, DC getting back on the map. I'm about, you know, people, you know, being able to compete and just, you know, have fun. So when it comes down to it, like I said, I'm taking extra steps to make sure there's extra security to, you know, keep down any nonsense. And, you know, I'm going to speak to, you know, individual leaders of houses, not even involved. So, you know, if you, you know, get a call from me, you know, let you know, don't take it personal. You know, my house is never involved in nothing. No, I understand that. I'm just, you know, letting everybody know. You know what I'm saying? We're not, you know, it can't be tolerated. It's not going to be tolerated. The arguing, this and that, whatever. Good night. Thank you. And I think that's all we say.
So thank you, Harold, for that. And we look forward to seeing everyone at the Capitol Awards Ball this Saturday, April 30th, in Washington, D.C.
Okay. Rodney, when this show is over,
yes,
you call me. I have something for you.
Okay.
All right, Kelly. Good seeing you last night. Good seeing you last night. Hey. Yes, and you might as well go ahead and get you one of them Channel 7 news vans, honey, because whenever something happens, you'd be on it and ready to bring it to the show. So I'm going to tell Channel 7.
I have to get it on. I cannot miss a beat, honey. I got to get it, you know. I have to let the girls know what's going on, honey, in the community.
Right, yeah. You need your little camera crew and a news van, so when stuff happens, you can just jump out and be right there on the scene and just be like,
"Who is that? That is you." Is that Harold?
Yes, that's Harold.
Oh, that's
Harold. Nicole is back with us now.
Oh no, I'm cooking the answer. So hey, what's up? How are you?
I
heard you are Witness News.
Nicole.
Harold, what are your Saturday? What is what are your grand prize your grand prize category?
Well, you can talk to her about that after the show.
Oh, well, excuse me. Baby. That's what I'm talking about, Juice. Oh. So we're going to get this. But you,
unfortunately, since I had to pay the $100 to advertise, I can't discuss it.
Oh.
That's correct.
Baby. Well, I also can't pay for that commercial, so we can talk about what was going on in D.C. Memorial Weekend. Can we, Kelly? Right.
Nicole.
I just want to make sure, honey. I don't want no problems.
Nicole.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have your you don't have to say who it is, but I'm going to have your favorite bartender in attendance for you.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's at the tip of my tongue right there. I just see the face, but I can't pull it up. But I got you. Hey,
uh-huh.
Juice. It's always Juice. I got you. That's cool. And I saw. I'm guess Harold that if I put my show back on, I'll bring you on in so I can talk because I want to ask questions, but we're not allowed. So I'm sorry.
He's hard. Hold on. Stay right there with us, Harold. Hold on. We got another DC caller. 202-412, you're live from the air on the recap show.
Hello, everyone. What's up, Nicole? What's
hey.
Up, this is Mousy, everyone.
Hey, Mousy.
I'm good. I'm calling to just let everyone know there is no house beef. There is no beef at all. I'm 26 years of age. I don't beef with anyone. It was just some Twitter litter or whatever the case was. That's what I call it. That needed to be taken care of. I don't know about the retaliation process. It's not war. I'm not calling war, but whatever. It's nothing. I don't know. Whatever. It's war under the bridge. My work there is done. But I want to say this about the Capitol Wars Ball. I won't be in attendance because the respect for the D.C. Ballroom scene, out of respect of the other D.C. leaders, you know, and because I'm not taking any prisoners, you know, so I'm not going to go there and be with my back up against the wall. It's no use to do that. And everybody come here, fly from here and there, and train and bus it. You know, it's ridiculous. I was highly upset in North Carolina. I drove 6 hours in a truck with 6 people. I was upset. I don't want everybody to come to D.C. and have that problem. You know what I mean? But I will be in the surrounding areas. If I'm not mistaken, the ball starts at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'll be at the club and, you know, all that stuff. I'll be out. It's my city. I'll be here. But I won't be in attendance at the Capitol Awards unless Jaquan himself called me and, you know, he lets me know that, you know, if there is no tea, you know, he'll take his L and that's what it is. You know what I mean? And, you know, and I'll come and be out because I'll probably be getting struck by a ward or something. Who knows? So I would want to be in attendance to accept that. I'd probably be getting some type of award at the awards ball. Who knows? but I would like to be in attendance for that. But if not, then, you know, I'll stay home. Mirage or Lucia grab it or something. But, you know, it's no beef. I don't want it to be it's no juice. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. I'm a man at the end of the day, and I handle my situation the way it should have been handled. It is no house, nothing. So everyone will come out to D.C., like, come on, let's have fun. It's going to be parties everywhere. I might even have an after party, too. You know what I mean? What's up? Like, I don't know. But,
well, hold on. Well, speaking with, I wasn't listening, but I heard Mousy saying about house things. So I'm going to say something to address the whole situation. Actions are being taken care of. James is doing everything he can to make sure that it does not go any further than it is. It is not a Corn and Ebony beef. You are not going to get a Corn and Ebony show. It is forbidden, and that's not going to happen. It was two individuals who had personal issues or personal problems, and they dealt with it. Maybe the time time and the place was not appropriate, but that's what happened, and that's the furthest is going to go. No one in my house is going to respond to anything at the House of Ebony, and from me, Nicole, to the House of Ebony. Nobody want no problems, and we don't want no problems. Y'all don't want no problems. We just all need to just dead, because it's not about us. It wasn't about all of us as a house. So I'm not going to sit there and advocate anybody.
I sat on the panel and judged this man for a category that he shouldn't be walking. And I wasn't being shady. I waited till after the ball was over. Everybody broke down. The people fell out. You know, we read. You know, we got, you know, all that, the stuff that go in their balls. You know what I mean? And I waited till it was over. Like, and I got off the panel. I didn't go to my house members. I did, you know what I mean? So it's not no juice. So come on out to D.C., everyone, and I look forward to seeing everyone if Jaquan gives me a call. If not, I'll see y'all in Atlanta the weekend after. I'll definitely be there.
All right.
So thanks for having me. I'll continue listening. I don't know how this thing works if you hang up or call back, you know.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. Love you. Well, if anybody else has anything else to say about any of the functions or anything that happened this weekend, this is the time to definitely recap it. Are you girls out here on Yahoo Mistake that keep sending me all these motherfucking pictures of Shadira motherfucking titties Mistake? Girl, stop motherfucking pictures Mistake, okay? Okay, because y'all not going to have me sit here, and y'all know what y'all doing, Mistake. Y'all trying to get me to read, bitch, and I ain't got to say nothing, Mistake. Stop sending me these pictures of this motherfucking lady's motherfucking tits. Okay, y'all girls are really trying to, Mistake. I'm gagging on all these pictures, Mistake. The girls are sending me, yes?
Those ain't no titties. I know what titties look like, and I know what they are, and I know what they feel like. Those ain't no titties, this thing. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm. Well, they look cute. Mm-mm. They look cute. Well, the first picture, I'm going to only say this. The first picture they sent me, she looked like she had just took the bandages down and took the picture, and she looked like she had the mohawk going on with the weave at the bottom. They looked like something. I ain't gonna read. But in this picture they sent me with the bra, they look real cute. And then they got these pictures, this other pictures with the Band-Aids and the stitches and everything that they sent me. I don't know why y'all girls keep sending me these pictures.
I just accepted you on Facebook. So go to Facebook and you'll see me. And I have a picture right up. You can see it. Them titties
baby
are my
girl. Hold on, we got another caller. 202-423. You're live on the air on the recap show.
I'm just trying to figure out why is it always D.C.? The Ebony's not coming to D.C. to do anything. The cause of the Ebony does not have a beef. So I'm not even sure why Mousy got up on this line and even entertain y'all with that fucking bullshit. If y'all, these dumbass goddamn homosexuals, nasty-ass faggots, stop fucking each other, these altercations wouldn't be starting. They go to these motherfucking bars, go from one room to another, all this, get a piece of motherfucking trade, you don't have to worry about them dealing with these motherfuckers you're sleeping with in the ballroom scene. Everybody come to D.C. to do a motherfucking thing. In fact, let me give you this. The whole House of Ebony is coming to D.C. to meet with the House of Cards. Just so shit like this won't escalate anymore and give these motherfuckers who ain't got nothing to do your inner fucking attainment. That shit is ridiculous. They like all this drama. Ain't nobody doing a motherfucking thing to nobody. And it's coming from me. Nobody doing shit. So I don't know why she got on the phone with that bullshit. You don't entertain. You don't give people nothing to talk about. Entertainment coming out, they're always talking about D.C. They don't trick Tommy all his motherfucking life. If they was his friend, they wouldn't let him and Jack went through that. You dumbass queens ain't got no fucking sense at all. You dumb bitches said they're fighting over some shit that doesn't even exist. You went through the world by itself. You dumb bitches will get out here, get to fighting, somebody will fall down, hit their head and die, and then the motherfucker they run out here talking about my house brother, my house sister could be the one up on the stand testifying on your goddamn ass. I don't interact with my kids. I don't socialize. I see them in the bars, I deal with them. As long as they're doing what they're supposed to do within the community, I'm fine. They don't hear from me. But when they start doing dumb shit, then it's going to get nasty. This is where you have to keep your name out of shit. Everybody running around talking about mother this, mother that, my kids, this, that. It doesn't. I'm not that type of person. This shit is ridiculous. Every time we come to D.C., I was talking about, ain't nobody come to D.C. to do a motherfucking thing. It has never happened. Over the last 25 years, and it ain't going to happen. Everybody goes with their ups and downs. They always try to match make and put people against one another. The House of Ebony charged the overall leaders with freedoms of mind for over 25 years. Cabbage, Drake, and it goes on and on and on and on. So all that bullshit comes, the evidence coming to invade, that shit ain't happening. It was a big misunderstanding. It wasn't even a misunderstanding. All this bullshit with these goddamn queens fucking one another. Going from one room to another at these motherfucking balls. And then this shit they get up on this Twitter, this Facebook, neckbook, backbook, all that bullshit. Get a motherfucking job. Find something to do with your life besides running around figuring out who the fuck you're going to have. These queens remind me of fucking rabbit foxes and raccoons. For the ones who know what rabbit means. You run from one person to the next person to the next person. This week you got a lover. The next week, oh, he's my lover. Oh, this week we go together. Oh, we don't go together. Now you don't sit back and you don't run from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different people in less than a month hollering about love. Just get a goddamn job. Go pay some fucking bills. Stop sitting back, being on the internet all fucking day with this Twitter shit. Find something to do with your life. All these people come through and sit back and run their fucking mouth, get on these internet, go find something to do with your life. Get a job, go to school. If you ain't got to worry about sitting in front of the computer or on that goddamn little square-ass goddamn handheld device texting, start this shit. Because if you're a real thug, bitch, you wouldn't even do it over the goddamn internet. You'll bring it to the person's face. That's the type of motherfucker I am. So ain't nobody doing a motherfucking thing in D.C. this weekend. And I can promise you that. Have a good night.
And that has been the powers that be. And he has spoken.
Wow. It's just quiet on this phone, baby.
Johnny James came on, and the icon of the House of Khan has came on, and he has spoken, and it's the power that be, and that is it, and it is over, and it is done. Now what? Now what, bitch? Now what? The legendary overall Midwest mother, Tyana Ebony, is on the line. How you doing, bitch? Tyana, are you there?
I'm here, girl.
What's going on?
I just want to say hallelujah to what James just said, and I feel safe about coming.
I'm going to fuck you up, bitch.
I feel safe now.
Honey. I'm leaving on Thursday to go to London, honey. I have got my invitation to Williams and Kate's wedding, honey, and I'll be in the building. Honey. And I'm flying straight from London, straight into motherfucking D.C., honey. But you know what else I want to talk about? Have y'all seen this video? It went viral of this tranny getting attacked in Baltimore at McDonald's.
Yes, that white lady, that white tranny.
That is so fierce.
That was a tranny?
Yes, that was a tranny getting attacked in McDonald's for using the woman's bathroom. Girls out here, but y'all better stop trying to use these women's bathrooms, honey, because the cunts are attacking now.
I see. See, it's a season, right?
The cunts is not playing. But it's no shade mistake. It's no shade to that tranny mistake. It should have been a black tranny mistake that they attacked. Because if it was a black tranny they attacked, they would have got their motherfucking ass handed to, bitch. It's no shade.
Okay.
If I would have been in that woman's bathroom and those bitches would have tried to attack me, bitch, I would have handed to the bitch
They want to say that train fucked those two cunts up.
Honey.
Why everybody so quiet? James came on and now nobody is talking or nothing.
I know he wasn't talking to me to talk. I wasn't talking to
him. Okay, Nicole.
Baby, I ain't not saying a damn thing. Bitch. Just as what? I'm quiet as hell.
Baby.
James does not play. He's a very stern and structured leader. He does not play with this whole house, including me and everybody else. I ain't got nothing to say.
No, he's not about the house. He doesn't play with the city itself. So, you know,
yeah. The city,
much
his establishment, and it's
yeah.
He's okay. I got no problem with my mama. Mm-hmm.
Baby.
Rodney, who was the two Milans that was there, brother?
Say it again.
Who was the two Milans that were there?
That were where?
At the Rumble Bar.
I have no idea.
So when you were saying two Milan, you mean two Milan said the house rocks? Is that
what
you
saying? Yeah, I'm saying we want two.
This house has rocked. It started 4 months ago. Two times the Milan won and two times the Khan won.
Oh.
And
right.
The next two times is going to be the Mizes.
No.
Yes, bitch, yes. And I hope when we rock, I pray to God when we rock, it's against the Milans or the Cons. When it comes back, because you know there's no ball next month, there's no Rumble Ball next month. The next Rumble Ball is June 5th, but it's not going to be no house that rocks because that's going to be the birthday ball. But when it comes back in July and August, I hope in July it's the Cons versus the Mrs. or the Mrs. versus the Milans that rock. I'm over y'all coming here and y'all taking this $500 and going on about y'all motherfucking business, honey. No. I don't want no other house. I want the Milans or the Cars. That's who I want.
Kelly, didn't I call you 2 days before that ball?
We're not talking about what you called two days before the ball, and you said.
Okay.
We're not talking
about
that.
Okay, because
we've
already won that, so you want to redo this again, you mean? I mean, I'm tired of redoing this. You haven't got
it
yet, though.
You know what? Honey, you know, let me see, honey. I got to see when the next time I'm going to bring my children out. You know what? I want all June 5th. I want the motherfucker. It don't even got to be for the hostel rock. June 5th, I want the Milan motherfucking Jack's birthday ball, and I want the Cards at the birthday ball, and I got to make sure the Mrs. is at the birthday ball. And all categories, I'm going to talk this with Jack, all categories, it's going to be a three-way battle. Milan, Mizrahi, Card, three-way battle the whole night. Because I'm tired of y'all motherfuckers coming here and y'all spending that $500 and at the end of the night y'all outside and y'all passing 40s and 60s to y'all motherfucking children. No. It stops now.
Oh.
It stops now, honey. This bitch sitting up here going to come up to me last night and going to talk about, where's my coins? We rock. Mistake, girl. No, honey.
It's juice.
Well,
me and Rodney can't say anything because
really
you know it's 2-2 and you're just not in it. So, just,
right.
Hey, it's alright. We're not in it, but baby, when we come, y'all gonna know we came, honey. Y'all gonna know we came when we come. Honey, we coming through the building. We coming through the building. We're gonna be up in the building. Honey. I wanted to tell y'all what happened at the ball in the Midwest. What's the tea?
Girl, I wasn't there, girl.
Oh, you ain't go to the ball? Let me find out they banned you from going to the ball.
Girl, I think nothing's point, girl.
I'll keep that quiet.
Mm-mm. Come on. Come on, don't give that. Come on.
Come on in the
room. just that. Well, Kelly, what happened on the panel with Erica and Naomi and them? Like, what happened?
What happened with Erica and Naomi, honey? I don't know, honey. Would y'all like to? Y'all, would y'all like Naomi to come on and tell y'all what happened with her and Erica? She can speak for herself. She's a grown woman.
Ooh,
Erica who?
Erica Kane. Honey, Naomi can come on and speak for herself. She is a grown woman. I do not speak for that lady anymore, honey. I vowed that I'm not going to speak for her. She can speak for herself. She is more than capable of handling herself. She is a legend, and she is a mother. Honey, hold on. Let me ask her if she want to come on.
You want to come on? You want to talk to her?
Oh, get the other house phone and take it into the living room. She's coming on, honey. She'll tell y'all herself.
Well, I do know, Jerry. Wait a minute. I just got a text on my phone that Eric Kahn and Marcus, Nima Marcus and Scott had gotten to it at the ball. I'm trying to find out. Well, hold on one second.
Oh?
I wasn't going to say nothing, so I'm glad you said it, Tayana. So 1 second's coming from me.
Who just said that?
Oh, Naomi's there. Go ahead. Do your interview.
Hello?
Hey, Lele, how are you? Hold that beat right there. Hold that pause. Who just said they was going to do it, they wasn't going to do it? Was that you, Rodney?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Just think. Okay, Rodney. Lele, I just was asking, what happened last night? Y'all just, you know, you was in the pit and you laughed and y'all was all in the pit. Like, what was the juice?
I sat down on the panel because they asked us to judge the top 10. So I sat down on a chair, and Jasmine was going to sit next to me, and we were sitting next to Erica Kane. So when I sat down first, and Jasmine was going to sit down, I told her, be careful, because there was some gum on the chair. So she ended up sitting down on a chair where, you know, she can't sit on the gum. So as I sit down, and I turn back around to look towards the runway, I hear Erica Kane say, oh, where's my hubby at? And I believe she was talking about trouble. She was like, where's my hubby at? Because I'm sitting around all these niggas. So then I took a pause, and I looked at Jasmine like, did I hear what I just heard? And Jasmine gave me the look like, yeah, she just tried it. And started like, I would have cursed out and slapped the shit out of her because I'm getting tired of these bitches just trying it. But I just asked her, I was like, what the fuck is your problem? Like that was so uncalled for. And once I said that, she started going off with the mouth. So I turned to Jack and I told Jack, can you move me or something? Because she's feeling it for no reason. And as I'm getting up, she kept going on with the mouth. And that's when I called her a crackhead and she got upset.
Mm-hmm.
She has no right to sit here and talk about somebody's hard and that somebody's a man because she looks the same as she looked like when she first came out. So there's no transition there for a bitch to sit here and tell me that a bitch is a man and all this other stuff. Like, I don't understand what's wrong with these girls.
Mm-hmm.
I wish somebody would call her because she ran out the club.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I think that it was a personal thing with her because usually me and her speak. Like, I don't have kiki girlfriends. I don't kiki with the girls like that in the scene for me to have girlfriends, for them to be my girlfriends outside the scene. But when I do see them, I say hi and I be cordial. But ever since the last time that me and her vogued in VA last year, when she sees me at a ball, she cuts her eye at me. She walks past me and says smart things. Like, what the fuck for? Because of the ballroom scene, girl? Hang it up.
Well, Naomi, you know, they just deemed her legend, so that's probably why she was really feeling it, too, because they just deemed her legend, I heard.
And nobody cares.
Okay.
And nobody cares about Erica Kane. Nobody does. Nobody cares about Erica Kane.
Everything. I'm really gagging because I've known Naomi since she's been coming out, and she don't give that. You see, that's mean that ballroom has taken it to the point where now people are really having to become very defensive and defend herself. She would never get on the phone and get angry Erica like that. She don't give that.
No, she's been hanging around Kelly too long. That's what it is.
No, I've been around Kelly a long time, and I always have this mouth, but I feel like I don't have the need to give that because at the end of the day, these girls let this ballroom thing take too much of their persona, too much of their character, and I don't deal with that. Because at the end of the day, when I come to the ball and I'm quiet and I'm all that, that's not me all the time.
No,
Lele, come on,
you are
I'm
not
going to
say the end of the day.
Huh?
You are not going to stop at
the end
of the day.
No,
all right.
I was just messing with you, Lele.
Hold on. Let me tell you, girls. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, okay? Baby, all to you girls in the chat room, they're saying that I'm rubbing off on her. First of all, let me tell you something, okay?
Wow. They said what I think.
All my children are fierce, just like me. I just don't allow them to be fierce, Miss Thang, because, bitch, I takes the rap for them, Miss Thang, because I have been out longer. But, baby, trust me, all 12 of them can handle themselves, from Naomi on down to Miss Motherfucking Joelle. They can all handle themselves. They don't need me, but I handle it for them. Honey, hold on, we got a caller. Let's see what these, we got a bunch of callers. Hold on. 713-576, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, everybody. This is Erica.
Ooh.
I'll do it.
Right.
I'll do it.
Okay, this is my thing. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Rodney. I don't know if Pearl's still on. Fatina, I never met you. Fatina, I never met you. But how you doing, love? This is my whole thing. This is my whole thing. When I come to New York City, I come all the way from Philly. I don't even come with Miles people. I come by myself. And I don't really go for, like, you know, all the bickering and stuff. When I come up here, I speak to everybody. I'm to myself. I don't kiss ass. I'm not dead. Being as though me and Naomi are in this, I guess, this film queen performance thing, it's always been catty with me and her from day one. I don't know why. I didn't never, you know, disrespect her or come off at her wrong. I always showed her love because that's what I got when I came in the game. Now,
that's a lie. Don't sit here and try to lie because it's been plenty of times that you've been very nasty to me, and I paid it.
I reached out to you to be on my Rumble Ball team when they asked me to do it, when I reached out to you. So don't act like I at walk past you or I try to make it seem like, oh, I really don't like, because I came up to you on my own stuff and said, lady, what's the problem? Just like, I don't mean to throw your situation into Kelly, but I approached her last night because I said, Kelly, what's wrong? We don't speak. We don't say hi. We don't have a good rapport. And I'm not asking for us to be cookie crunch. Oh, bitch, let me call you. No, I'm not saying that, but we could say hi. That's what my whole thing was. And with you, I just honestly feel like that just because we're in this film queen performance thing, that it overshadows and you be doing the thing. And like last night, me and Jasmine don't get along. We really don't. And, you know, I felt like, personally, every time I walk past y'all kept saying, talking about Kelly was going to tase me and all this little bullshit.
That's a lie.
I didn't call in to argue with you. I called in to settle this, like, I'm not going to keep cutting you. I'm not going to go back and forth. I'm not going to yell. That's not what I called in for. So, like, I'm not going to keep, like, cutting you off or you won't cut me off. Like, if we're going to talk about this, we're going to talk about it. Like, that's how I felt. When you and Jasmine sat down, I felt like y'all was trying to do a show. And that's what I kept saying to you. Like, Lele, come on now. Like, why are you doing a show? I was sitting there the whole night, like, I didn't move at all. I was sitting in that same chair, like, watching the ball the whole night. Like, I wasn't trying to pick with you. Come on now. Let's be serious. And everybody knows if I want to pop off, I could pop off. I'm not like that. If anybody else, you call me a crackhead. Like, everybody knows I smoke weed. I don't even get into all that. Like, let's be serious. And I feel like just because y'all personally don't, like, know somebody or y'all got your personal, you know, idea about somebody, y'all run with it. Y'all don't really, some people don't, most of y'all don't know me like that, they, like, judge me and they call out me. Like, so I did get mad. Yeah, you go off, like, for no reason. And I didn't hit it out no club, baby. I don't feel like all that bullcrap with you. I'm sick of it. It don't go nowhere.
We never even had an altercation, Erica Kane, and we've never even actually had a conversation. The only time I ever really spoke to you was when you asked me to be on your team. That's number one. And number two, you're lying about that me and Jasmine was going around you saying that Kelly was going to tase you and Kelly was going to tase you, because the only time Jasmine came to sit next to me was right after she walked, and I was about to judge because me and her was taking pictures together, and I told her to come sit with me. And then I had nothing to do with you. And
since before that, when I first sat down on the judges panel and Jack got all of us there and I sat next to you, the first thing you did, instead of saying hello like we usually do, the first thing you did was flip your hair and turn your back the other way. And I'm not lying because I don't have to. For what? Like, at the end of the day, I don't pay attention to you, Erica Kane. So I don't understand how from one thing to another and now you want to come on the phone like, oh, that is not giving all that, that we've had cattiness for years. You're lying. The cattiness is always on the floor, and it's always going to be on the floor because at the end of the day, I don't take my frustrations out on arguing and going back and forth. I do that on the runway, and that's what I choose to do. So now the fact that I'm getting tired that all these girls always sitting here saying something to me and I pay it is getting tiring, and I'm not having it no more. And at the end of the day, you was wrong for what you said. I don't care if you have something against Jasmine. You should have told me to tell Jasmine to move because you had an issue with Jasmine. The comment that you made was what upset me because I don't disrespect you. So for you to sit there and disrespect me, it was uncalled for.
What did I say to disrespect you? That was my whole thing. All I said was yes because they trying to do a show. You know when you started calling names.
That's not what you said.
If that's the only thing
that you said, why would me and Jasmine be mad? Because Jasmine actually started going off before I started going off.
Exactly.
And me and Jasmine don't even hang out outside the ball scene, so I never even knew that y'all had beef. So what are you saying? Your comment?
I'm not saying y'all have a rapport or whatever the case may be. I don't know y'all like that personally. You know what I'm saying? You even spoke before I got on because when I got the text saying that they was talking about this, I heard you say out your own mouth, we usually speak. So don't try to say, make it seem like, oh, da 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 da. When we see each other, we don't hold our conversation. We wait and keep it pushing. That's my whole thing, like, with the whole situation. Like, why does it have to be? Like, why do you give there? Like, I'm not going to kick, like, I feel like, personally, you feel like I have to kiss your ass. It's not going down like that.
I don't like people to kiss my ass. I don't do that. I don't kiss my ass.
That's the persona you give, boo boo.
That's the persona I give. Y'all girls lose to me, and then at the next ball, y'all don't speak. That's what's wrong. So I'm not speaking for what? We're not girlfriends. If you don't want to speak to me, I'm not speaking to you for what? I've been the nice person for years. I'm not speaking to you. For what? If you ain't speak to me, I'm not speaking to you. That's what you expected. That's where you went wrong. You expected that, and it didn't happen. And you started getting stuff with your mouth. I'm not tired of that.
Look, like I said, all I'm saying is, like, we don't have to speak. I'm not begging. I'm not saying it. What I'm saying is, I never had a personal problem with you. I never did. My whole thing is, like, don't get, like, when y'all in New York City, like, it feel like when you in New York City, you do the thing. Like, you don't go, you don't come to Philly, you don't come, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you do that when you're in Philadelphia, like, I feel like you be trying to do a show. Like, don't do that. Like come on now. I feel like you and Jen were really doing a show. Maybe I looked at it wrong. I apologize.
Look at it wrong, and I accept your apology because you did look at it wrong. I never had problems, especially over somebody else's drama. Are you serious? Me getting to involve with somebody else's drama? That doesn't sound like Laomi, baby. It doesn't. Mother Khan?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
Lele.
Huh?
Erica. Where's Erica?
Hello? Hello? I'm sorry.
Erica, don't go nowhere, baby. You sit right there.
I'm sorry.
Lele, cut it out. You know what happened?
I'm sorry.
You know what?
Let me speak.
I understand quite frankly where you're coming from, and I will totally, I watch everybody. I will totally admit that you are not that type of girl, and I will also totally admit that that's what has happened from the floor, and y'all went over each other, and this one and ends up not speaking with each other, but that's fine. Y'all have now took it off the floor, though. is now off the floor. There's nothing personal going on between you and her, and other than the fact that you have won over her or she had made one of you, however that may go. There's nothing personal going on. Y'all are the new legends. Y'all are the Femme Queen legendary performers. See, that's because y'all got that female figure shit in y'all. Because no. And Lele, your humbleness has brought you to the place to where you're supposed to be. I get light to hear you respond because it's like, oh, shit, work, bitch, finally. But at the same time, don't allow nobody to bring you out your character. It was a mistake that I've done for a lot of years. Don't do that. Don't allow no one to bring you out your character because you know what it is. And, Erica, I've known you forever. To you, too. Y'all all have gotten on the floor and thought y'all was these trophies and everybody's fab. And like James said, not to just go back. It's like, get a life, for real. Like, nobody has, you don't have time for that, Lele. Your heart don't give you. And, Erica, you go from state to state, from Philadelphia to New York to Baltimore. You travel very frequently, 4 years ever. You don't need that. Just the states that you come to where you are comfortable at, New York City, right outside of Philadelphia, Philadelphia goes there. You don't give that. If you felt like Lele was acting shady or if she thought something as a bigger person, that's something that y'all not into, you should approach her instead of trying to embarrass her or instead of harboring feelings like that. So now, I'm not speaking to you. Get your lives together. Y'all not going to speak to each other and somebody be dead biting the dust again. It's happening every week. It's cute to throw the shade, but when it gets as personal as where you feel some type of way, Erica, really?
I didn't feel no type of way.
I mean, no, I'm just saying in general.
I didn't feel no type of way. After the incident happened, that was it. Like, I woke up today, and that was it. I didn't think about it. It didn't dwell in me, because at the end of the day, it was not that serious. I just felt like I was being disrespected.
No, I'm so sick of that, Lele. At the end of the day, stop. Lele, no, it's the beginning of the day. No. It's the beginning
of the
day, and y'all all lying. Y'all both woke up and said, y'all just talked for 10 minutes, and y'all went in and told us about things that we didn't even know. Like, oh, it was juice. Oh. So everybody walked away feeling some type of way, and if you did,
I already felt like where this came from, because I don't have arguments with people. I don't have, like, shade and all that between people.
And you're
the fact
you're
that I got that from Erica, I already knew where it came from.
Erica. It can seem that Erica is, and you and my niece as well, let me ask you something. Your shade came from, can y'all both actually admit that it's all about who won over who? Let's go there. How many times you won over?
I think on your behalf it was.
Well, see, okay, is it possible, I'm going to say something real fierce, it's not shade for anybody, but is it possible that it was for ballroom for you maybe, Erica, because Miss Sting was the reigning shining star running up and down, and that was something you had to go through, and Miss Laomi, is it possible that you never thought nothing of it because you just vogues and turns in and walk away and that was that? Is that possible?
Nicole, that's only the case for me. I go out and I walk and I leave. It's not about, I don't come out to the balls to walk and win. I come out to the balls to walk and entertain. Everybody else is the ones that come out to the ballroom scene and be hungry for fame. And I've never been like that. And I guess that's why God has blessed me the way he has. Because at the end of the day, this could end tomorrow. It's nothing for me. In and out the ballroom scene. That's why I carry myself the way I carry myself. Because my grandmother, she raised a very good woman. And at the end of the day, I'm tired of it. I'm not letting these girls just sit here and feel like they could say anything to me over some other stuff. I don't do that. For what? Like you said, if she felt like it was something like that, she should have turned around to me and said something to me. Because she was sitting right next to me. But yet, she went and called the Butch Queen. And then it made it bigger than what it was.
No, actually what I was doing was I left it alone. I left it alone, period. Because, number one, I already knew where it could actually go to. So that's why I kept
doing
that.
And where could it go to?
To the Lord. It's going to go to the Lord. It's going to go to the Lord. We all going to bow our head and we going
to
pray because it's going
to
go nowhere else. It is good to see you respond, Miss Laomi, and speak your voice, but now as a leader in your arm, cut it loose because you don't need nobody to give you that persona where you're ready to go out and fight. That's exactly what they were talking about. Erica, it ain't going
to
go no fucking where but to your seat that you're sitting in. That's where it's going
to
go. ain't going nowhere. Y'all ain't taking this nowhere but to your seat. If you don't use it, everything, why don't you? No. I let y'all talk. Why don't y'all take this to the next ball? And instead of you battling with Lele, these children that have no business, and instead of you, Erica, going across state not battling at all, why don't y'all just take it and make it go on a nice little floor and turn it out and get up and give each other a hug and make the crowd go crazy? What the fuck y'all talking about? Where it's going to go? Nowhere. To heaven.
No, people only say that. This is not the only time that somebody has said something like that to me. And I feel like people have the nerve to speak like that and try to say, oh, that we know where this could go and all this other stuff because Leomi is quiet and Leomi sits back.
That is not what I'm saying. Okay? What I'm saying to you is we both have the attitude. As we go on the phone, we both have that attitude. I'm not going to beg them. You're not going to beg me. I'm not like that. I don't kiss no ass.
And that's fine. So where should it go after that? After you're not going back down, she's not going back down. You want to have your opinion. She's going to have her opinion. This is what we all have as individuals and human beings. Now, where's going to go after that? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
That's what the girl tried to make it seem. That's what came out of her mouth. Like, it could have went somewhere else.
No,
it was going to go somewhere else.
You put it in this victim picture, lady. I'm not calling you, like, saying that about you. What I'm saying is,
victim?
Girl, look, she's taking every word that she's going
to do. How am I taking something as a victim? I'm just speaking from what you're saying. I'm saying
you're trying
something.
To bring it up because Lele's quiet.
Anybody else that would have heard that would have heard. Okay, whatever. You apologize. I accept your apology. I apologize if you feel like me and Jasmine was clowning you around and we was talking about you.
Yes,
I'm sorry. It's buffoonery. I'm sorry. I'm sick and tired of this buffoonery. I'm tired of it. And it's no shame.
If anybody in the motherfucking chat room put up who won RuPaul Drag Race, bitch, y'all gonna gag, bitch. I'm going to block y'all, bitch.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I'm kind of lost, Kelly. What Jasmine are they talking about?
Tayana, just
Jasmine
leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Tayana, leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
Tayana, Kelly, both of the ladies have apologized. We accept it. We heard the story. We thank you, ladies, for calling in, and hopefully we dealt with the situation tonight. And it won't go any further. Ooh. Thank you, Erica. Thank you, Lele. You ladies have a good night.
Have a good night.
I'm not hoping. I'm telling y'all. Thank y'all. Y'all, it's over. It's done. If y'all want to take it any further, go to the floor. Erica, you not going to pop nothing. Lele, you not going to pop nothing. And if y'all both pop, I'm going to pop. Because that's not where we going. That's not where we going. Take it to the floor. That's all. And that's that.
It's not worth it taking it to the floor.
Why are you not going back to the floor no more, Lele?
Lele, I'll see you out, boo-boo.
Ciao. I
hung up.
Okay. Kelly, any more callers,
yes,
Kelly?
Yes. Hello?
Any callers?
Baby, do I have any other callers, honey? Do I have any other callers, honey? If y'all on the phone lines and y'all have something to say, feel free to definitely press 1, honey. We got 6 minutes and let somebody call in here, make it hot. And you know how we do it, honey. We'll sit here, honey. It's a blog talk. Kick us off, honey.
Nicole,
so,
Tayana, that conversation.
Thank you. Tayana. Tayana.
Did you find Marcus and Neiman? I need to know what happened.
They won't answer the phone, girl.
Honey, I want to know what happened, honey. What's the E, honey? Let me see.
The part I do get is that Derek and Neiman was on the panel. Derek was judging, as usual, when he go down to St. Louis. Neiman didn't like the way that Derek was judging. So Neiman jumped up and said, well, no Escadas will be attending Derek's ball because I feel like Derek is trying it. And Derek was like, well, I'm not trying it. I feel that this child is realer than your child, so you're going to get upset with me and not, you would tell your house members not to come to my ball because of my opinion. So that's how far I got with it for right now.
That's a big juice, honey. So the Escadas is boycotting the ball next week.
Ooh.
Pretty much.
Why is that Scottish boy calling the war, honey? Marcus, we need Neiman on this line, honey. I need Derek on this line, honey. The children are boycotting the function, honey. Hold on, we got a caller. 317-777, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
What's going on, Mother Erica Kane?
Nothing much. What's going on? You know, I had gotten nervous at first. I thought the girls was reading me. I was like, wait a minute. But then I had realized I was talking about that other Erica Kane. So, you know, I had calmed down. I had to smoke some blood. I was nervous.
I'm talking
to Erica. I can't wait to see you this weekend, Tayana. I'm coming to D.C., so we're going to have so much fun. I just want to say that I made a few, me and Kitty had made
a liar. Tayana's a liar, honey. Tayana ain't coming to nobody D.C.
Well, me and Erica is staying together, so why I'm not
going to
be there?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, well, I can't wait because
I'll be in D.C. We stand together, girl. We already got our room.
Okay, well, you need to call me after the show and let me know where y'all staying at so I can book me a room near. You know we got to go to the pool, honey.
Okay.
I understand that the Residence Inn Marriott.
the Residence Inn Marriott. That's my daughter. I know that was my daughter. I knew that was my daughter.
Kelly.
Yes.
Quick question for you. You know, just to put something out there. Balls that have three or more must walk for the cast.
Oh,
what do you think of those type of balls?
Bitch, I'm not going to nobody motherfucking rent party. Bitch, I'm not going to nobody rent party. If you got three or more must walk for the motherfucking cast, bitch, see me at your motherfucking function, bitch, and don't ask me to judge your motherfucking function, bitch. You don't want to give out your fucking money, bitch. What the fuck?
No, I didn't say anything. We're going to talk about it later on another show. I'm just bringing it to her attention now, so she'll be ready.
Let me tell you something. This is what works with the girls, right? They're going to have three or more of us walk for the cash mistake, but then there's only one bitch motherfucking walk mistake. Y'all don't know how much that bitch had to put into that motherfucking thing, bitch, okay? Especially at Erica's ball. Let me give y'all a prime example. Okay, girls, we are locked in. All the girls that's on the phone line can stay on the phone line, and all the girls that's in the chat room can stay on the in the chat room. And so Blog Talk kicks us off. Everybody is locked in now. I didn't book extra time, so everybody's locked in. If I'm coming all the way to Erica's ball, and she had three or more must walk for the cat, I wouldn't even come to her ball. You know why? Let me give you a prime example. My ticket already is $279 round trip. Then the category is Club Kid. I have to add another $300 to $400 to walk that category. So I'm not really actually winning anything. I'm just getting back what I put out for the category, actually. So if you have three or more people, if three people don't walk, bitch, and I just walk, bitch, and I get my motherfucking 10, bitch, give me my motherfucking $1,000. Why the fuck I need two other bitches to come and solidify what I get on the floor for me to get my coins? No.
I mean, I totally understand that, and like I said again, I'm like so against that because it happened to me, and as you can see, Ronnie was.
If I gotta get you a roll of flyers done over and pay for them myself, bitch, we gotta change that before these motherfuckers flyers get out.
It's because
well,
as you can
actually,
see, I
my flyer does not say that. My flyer does not say that all my cash will be given out. I have the coin now that I've been working on, honey. So, like, all my flyer does not say that all my cash will be given out. I can take that from
you. And mine will be, too. So, I don't know why would people are like, I mean, Kelly, I don't know. I never will call anybody bar a rent bar because if you put a lot into it, it's really not a rent bar. Like Kelly,
yes,
like
it is.
She said,
and then, you know.
Well, unfortunately, Ms. Phipson, I have never thrown a rent bar, and I can help you pay your
not
rent.
Not you.
Is not out, but I just wanted to bring that to the attention because we talked about it earlier, and I know you was, you know, really feel strongly about that. I do too as well. I try not to go to balls when it calls for, you know, three or more months.
We had this conversation on one of our conference calls that Ms. Ronnie do not do that on their flyers.
Again, everybody in the radio on the chat line, I am totally against that. I do not agree with that at all. And if I would have really ran to ball fight before I posted, I would have erased that off of there. But you know, I just posted it up there because it was a short amount of time, and you have your ball have to be promoted.
Who is this misbehaving person in this chat room? Miss, they don't know me, and she clearly don't know what the fuck she's talking about. My flyer said it last year, and I still gave that all my cash category. So whoever this bitch is, somehow I ran with my coin. You clearly don't know me, hoe. I don't do this for a coin. I do this for the enjoyment.
Thank you. Now the next one.
May the 5th, bitch. My rent will be paid before the ball, so you ain't got to worry about it.
My rent ain't paid, bitch, and I ain't paid it. I paid it this month, bitch, and I ain't paid next month, bitch, because hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I'll be moving, bitch. They're going to give me eviction notice before I pay my motherfucking rent, bitch. Girl, bitch, I ain't have no gas in a month and a half, bitch. Please.
Yeah,
I know that's right.
Bitch, I ain't playing, bitch. I ain't paying no motherfucking rent, bitch, and I ain't got no gas, bitch, and I got to eat out every motherfucking night, bitch. Please.
I need to have me a motherfucking rent ball, bitch.
And I'm going to put on my fire five or more bucks walk for the motherfucking cash.
Don't say that.
Five or more must walk for the cost, and bitches gotta get tens.
Kelly, no, get tens. That's how
from
you do it. Five or more must walk and get tens.
From different houses.
brought five or more from different houses, and three of them out of the five, bitch, from different houses must get tens, Miss Day. So if three Miss Ryan get tens, Miss Day, that does not mean they still get the cash.
Right, that's only one.
No, that shit ain't gonna work out. Bitch, why they? Bitch, I'ma make sure I put in a fine print at the bottom of the flyer. Y'all read that fine print down there at the bottom, mistake? They tell y'all to read everything, mistake. It's gonna be 2-inch letters, bitch. Y'all read that fine print right down there at the bottom.
Rodney, don't
be
the old
our
mother.
Well,
girl,
don't do that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Overall mother, the overall mother and father must be there.
Must be in the production. You're right, exactly.
Rodney, you know what? That sounds like Ivernia flyer for his
hold
last
on, hold on. Hold on, 15. Since y'all talked about this, since y'all brought that up, please, mothers and fathers, Nicole, are you still on the phone line? Where's Nicole at? She must be. Mothers and fathers, please, can we get back to productions? I'm really getting upset, Miss Thing. From now on, Miss Thing, I'm telling y'all girls, from now on, Miss Thing, bitch, I'm telling y'all. If I'm on the judges panel, Miss Thing, I don't give a fuck if you're in my house, Miss Thing. I don't give a fuck if you're in another house, Miss Thing. If a category is asking for a fucking production, Miss Thing, a fucking production is not just music. Bitches, if y'all see me on the panel and they ask for a production and y'all just got music, no, bitch, I don't give a fuck who you are, bitch, and you turn it the fuck out for your musical, bitch, I'm going to chop you. A production, we gotta take this back to the mock ballroom days, to the YWCA, when the girls, when the Milans, the Alors, the Mizrahis, the Revlons, they brought productions. They brought props. They brought everything that you needed in a production. You had your props. Everybody in your production was on point, and it was on motherfucking beat in your production. If you got girls in your motherfucking production, girl, and your girls miss a routine and miss a step in that production, bitch, it's a motherfucking chop. We need to get the ballroom scene back to where the fuck it was at, Miss Thing. So, bitches, if y'all see me on the panel and they ask for a production, bitch, y'all better have props. Everybody better be on point, Miss Thing. If it's asking for all black, Miss Thing, everybody better have an all black, bitch, or I'm going to chop y'all. I'm letting y'all know that now, Miss Thing, because I'm tired of all these fucking Broadway musicals.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Rodney, you're on the phone. Howard, you still on the phone. Nicole, you're on the phone. How do y'all feel about this, Miss Day? Because we from Rodney and Howard and Nicole, we from back in the days when we see productions. How do y'all feel?
But Kelly, you know what? You know what Connor has dampened people from doing that? When the kids
Hello.
Get ready and they do their productions, and then the host of the ball say, oh, no, we don't have time for no production. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to tell people, if somebody having a grand prize category, and somebody comes out and giving an intro or a full production, they respect the fact that they're doing that. You know, the folks are always, oh, we don't have time for that, or whatever the case, and they shorten it. So who goes through paying the $50, $60 to get the CD made, and then, you know, going through, you know, the whole costumes and effects, and then you do all that, then a girl just slip on, you know, one or two things and come out and perform to whatever, and then they get their tens and everybody looking at everybody else like, what?
Because that was the fun back in the world when people would come out and they'll have their production, bitches will be moving, and it just be crazy to say, now the girls are just giving you musicals. I think it's so late. I want to see the girls come out, bitch, and I want to see them turn it out like, bitch, like the Red Lines. Milan's, the Laws, and all the girls used to do back in the days, bitch. When I'm talking about, bitch, props and everything, bitch, showcase mannequin, bitch, production.
It is right now, what they're giving you is not even a musical. It's just a bitch on YouTube.
It's an introduction.
Music.
An introduction.
Yes, that's lame, bitch. I want the fun to come back. I need to have a ball, bitch. I want the fun to come back into the ballroom scene. I'm about to have a ball, bitch. I know the girls don't like me and they ain't gonna come out anyway, but bitch, but you know I still give out all my coins, bitch. You know, I've been on last year. The commentator and Naomi went home with more money than I did, but I had fun.
But Kelly, on some real shit, when
you didn't go home with no money, hello.
I went home at the end of my ball after giving Naomi her $1,000, giving Jack his $250, and paying off all my other mini grants and all my other cash categories. I went home with $95,
yeah,
and I was happy because it was my birthday ball.
Juice, so, because I got soda.
That's cute.
better than nothing. That's better than that Baltimore ball that just happened.
That girl went to jail. Y'all better leave her alone. Leave her alone. She went to jail.
When I first got arrested, my boss, I had a mini ball. It still went on. I wasn't there. Everybody got
okay.
their coins. Rodney, you want the cash category. You got your coins, right?
Yep.
Right. So
okay, but Miss Brandy, when you get out of jail, Miss Thing, that child that walked for $1,000, she won her $1,000, Miss Thing, girl. You better give her her $1,000. She won her coins. Okay. But Howard said he went to jail and Rodney still got his coins. That child need her $1,000.
Tell me, how she got $1,000 when she only made $400 off the ball?
It's no shame, Miss Thing. I would have been at the door, Miss Thing. I wanted to disrespect to her mother, Miss Thing, but I would have been at the door and I would have told her, I need that $400 you just collected.
Okay.
I'd have told her.
But
you know, I need that $400. It's no shame. I would have had to get my $400. Baby, shoot it back, honey. Baby, listen, I need my $400. This is what y'all promoted. I need my $400. You ain't got the whole $1,000, but you're going to give me that $400. And I know she probably would have said, but I need this to get my son out of jail. They ain't got nothing to do with me. You should have canceled the function. Walk the mother to the ATM. Oh, my God. I'm geeky. I'm having so much fun, honey. But, baby, Nicole, I had called you earlier because I wanted you to come out to the Kiki function. It was really cute.
I heard about it. My kids just got here.
It was really cute at the Kiki function, but what we need to stop doing at the Kiki function, Miss Thing, girls, if you know you don't walk face, Miss Thing, y'all have no business. Y'all, the promoters at the Kiki function need to stop playing with these girls, Miss Thing, because the girls at the Kiki function that be walking face, Miss Thing, they're going to think they can come to the real ball and walk face. I've seen a couple of them do it and get chopped, Miss Thing. Please stop letting these children walk face, Miss Thing. I've seen two pit bulls that came out tonight and walked face, Miss Thing, and I was really gagging, Miss Thing, and they sat down some like, they, and no, but Rodney and Harold on the call. I was really gagging because these pit bulls, they sat down girls, they sat down like primary new girls in the ballroom scene, Miss Thing, these two pit bulls tonight.
You know
at the Kiki function. I was really gagging.
I've never been to a Kiki function, but, well, okay, no, I've never been to one of these new school Kiki functions. But when we used to have Kiki functions back in the day, it was more so, it wasn't about actual having face, it was about selling face. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's really what if it's a Kiki
well,
function.
Well, baby, Harold, if you would have seen these things that came out, baby, baby, I gagged tonight, bitch. I never gag at a Kiki function, but tonight I gagged, like, you know. I really gagged tonight. But I gotta give a big shout out to Twiggy Garcon, Poochie. When she has her Kiki function, the girls come out to the Kiki function and it be packed on. Harold, it was more packed than the Rumble last night.
Wow.
For $2. It was
wow.
more packed than the Rumble was. I gagged. They had about 250 girls up in there. It was a sweat box, but the girls was up in there.
But you know what about
wow.
those Kiki functions? They actually have more fun at Kiki functions than at those real balls a lot of times. Like,
you do
that.
But you know what?
A lot of the leaders, that's in the house need to go to the Kiki functions because I don't know why all these kids that in regular houses, when you see them at the mainstream balls, they don't bring these effects and things that they bring at the Kiki functions. At the Kiki function, I'm going to pick the pictures up. When you see these effects from these runway girls, Miss Thing, and these are the same girls that walk runway in the main screen. They don't do these things. They don't do what they do at the in the main screen balls, at the Kiki balls, with any effects.
But you know what, Kelly? That just goes back to last night. I mean, okay, like, I was watching people sit, and they was chopping these kids, and I'm like, you know, okay, I understand adhering to a standard. I understand it's New York. But the bottom line is, you know what I'm saying? To me, mini ball deluxes are really, you know, I feel like, you know, the standard kind of is just a slight bit under, you know, a really big ball. You know what I'm
right.
saying? You give people a little bit more leeway. But you got people sitting up here chopping kids, and then it's like, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, you chopping kids, but then when, you know, your kids come out, you know what I'm saying, then, you know, you want to question them. It's like crazy. It was crazy to me. It was just crazy. I mean, I just don't understand. I think some of the greatest problems, unfortunately, in the scene come from the leaders. And, you know, that's sad to say.
And you know why I think they put so much
And with
into
that being
it,
said, Harold, with that being said, though, the greatest problems come from the leaders that actually gives everybody 8 and 9 chances. There is no shortcuts in life. Everybody has to do it right. Everybody shouldn't, oh, we're going to give it to them this night. Oh, it's okay giving that. If I, me personally, chop any other child, I chop my own kids. And I pick over my own kids. Fair is fair. If I don't see it,
I definitely
got
to give you kudos on that mistake.
I definitely
did chop their eyes with the eyes runway last night from the House of Cards. I definitely got to give you kudos on that.
I don't play, and that's not fair. I don't play with that, but I
fully understand where you're coming from, and what you did as far as, like, you know, with your own house and the person that was interested in your house, you know what I'm saying? I can respect that, you know what I'm saying, as a leader, you know what I'm saying, because you're trying to develop a person to a certain level. But when you have, for example, there was a couple of times that individuals were chopped by a judge that everybody else done held up their 10, and this judge don't even really sit on no panels at no other balls, but you're sitting here, you chopping.
Oh, that was Tony Revlon and Sean St. Clair that actually got to come out. Tell the truth, Ever, we're going to say that was Tony Revlon, who had no business on that damn fucking panel, and it was Sean St. Clair. What part, what page?
Wait, Tony just got out of jail.
Oh,
no,
not that one. No, not that one.
Tony was on the panel.
Yes, he was on the panel, and that was where a lot of confusion and stuff was coming from because they felt they're chopping and they're playing that. And Harold was right. You're putting people on the panel to give an opinion when they're never even present or haven't even done it. I don't approve of stuff like that. That's not cool. But like I said, it still all starts with us because we allow that to get through. How Laomi became legendary was because of y'all leaders. How this one became legendary was because of us and our leadership. So we allow this to go on, and then we whine like a bunch of old queens, this is happening, the scene is coming this way, the young children is doing this. No, when no one decides to speak up and say something. Tony said somebody should have said something. He should have been off that panel, and that's my brother, but that's not for him, Hugger. It is no shade. Nobody is calling it the way it should be called. And then when you start calling it, then you get silence of the land. No. Tony should have been up there, and Sean was trying it, and Harold and Kelly, y'all know that they were. But we as leaders just sit there like, child, you know, it has nothing to do with our house. You know, I'm not looking to make the situation escalate any nor bigger by saying what you may have noticed or saw. So we tend to just be quiet. But then we come on a platform like this, and no, because then that could have been settled there.
Amen to that.
True.
And I make sure if my kids are chopped, that it's not personal. If it's shade, I'm going to say something. Selvin doesn't like me to say something. I know James doesn't approve. But I'm going to say something. I'm not going to go later on and then I'll be like Lele and Erica. Oh, we didn't speak and we don't know where the shade came from. No, let me tell you where it came from. I saw what you did and I don't like it.
That's the best way to handle it.
So, Rodney, Harold, I totally agree. It's all of our fault. Everybody fault that doesn't say nothing. Grandpa being in jail, everybody fault. Rodney fault for walking off that panel and walking to the back. It is all our fault. It's all of our fault.
I had nothing to do with nothing.
That's the story.
I do nothing, honey. Why y'all phone? I'm for real, honey. I don't have time, you know. If it wasn't for, I say this all the time, if it wasn't for the young generation in my house, girl, I think I would have been done with the ballroom scene like 3 years ago. Because it's no more fun. All the fun is gone, honey. And to all you girls out there, to all you females, excuse me, to all you femme queens and female figures that's out there, you know, God rest my sister's soul, Miss Josie, has passed away, honey, and I'm taking over her legacy. So all you girls out there, you need a shot, you need some Primarin cream, you need a depot, you need some Primarin pills, hit mother up. on Facebook. I got what you need. I'm going to make all you girls soft. I'm going to make all you girls kind.
Kelly.
Yes.
I would like to, you know, send my condolences out to Corey Evisus and his family. His mother passed, and I want to just send my condolences out to him and his family. Best luck to you. Corey, he's from the Midwest. He's Walks Vogue Femme.
Oh, congratulations, Corey. Excuse me.
Yeah, congratulations.
I'm sitting here. I'm so sorry. My condolences goes out to him and his family. I'm sitting on Facebook, and my son just moved into his my son just got his first apartment his apartment. And I'm sitting here, and he said first night in my new apartment. And so I was sitting here, and I was about to say congratulations to him on Facebook, and it just came out. But my condolences definitely go out to him and his family. Definitely, honey. Baby, and I want to say happy birthday to all the girls' birthdays on Facebook. That is your birthdays tonight, honey. Happy birthday to y'all girls. I don't know none of y'all girls. Ain't none of y'all girls ballroom scene girls, Miss Thing. But y'all up on my page, Miss Thing. So I want to wish y'all a happy birthday. Honey. You know, y'all girls are sitting here playing, honey. Tomorrow is another night. I know 15's going to have some tea, honey. I'm about to walk to the corner store, honey, and get me a motherfucking hero and a pack of cigarettes and a motherfucking pickle. So, one by one, Harold, Nicole, 15, and Rodney, say goodnight to the girls, because I'm in Tayana, because I'm about to get up out of here. I need to go get me a hero and a pickle.
My kids, God bless you all. Bye.
Well, I'm going to say goodnight for everybody, and again, I do not condone that 3 more, and more of us walk for the cash. Good night.
This is Rodney signing off. See everybody in D.C. this weekend. Let's have some fun.
This is 15. Good night, everyone. Shadira, please call in tomorrow because we need to talk. So call in at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Thank you.
I'ma fuck Miss 15 up, honey. Yeah. Okay, like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesdays, and when we are here on Wednesday, I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the house of Ms. Rahi. I love you all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, whatever club, or whatever train station, you definitely do pick somebody up into tonight. Please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I'll see you back here tomorrow night on a classic What the Fuck Tuesdays. Good night.
Nah, come on.